everybody. We're getting ready to swing into yet another weekend, the last weekend in January. Time flies, my friends. That's why you got to carve out some time for your family and yourself. Take time to enjoy it, because the sands of time, they just don't stop, right? And in honor of that, we are lightening the load this hour, which will include, of course, another nail to score. There's only two left as far as football is concerned for the season. This is a layup. No computer necessary these next 2 weeks. It's either the AFC or the NFC. You pick one and you tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. And then next week, of course, we have the Super Bowl. Also coming up in the next couple of hours here on the show, we can count headers, headlines around the country. A quick reminder, new features. If you have something interesting that comes up in your neck of the woods, let me know, because we're talking about things happening in every nook and cranny, not just in the big cities and suburbs. Shoot me an email at americatonight.net or jingle us and tell us about the story, because we do headers, which is headlines, each and every night in a segment. And it's a lot of fun. If you come up with something unique, definitely share. A couple of quick things, some big things, actually, related. One related to the State of the Union speech last night, the address. It included, remember, the president got a lot of applause. He talked about repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And a lot of groups are very, very happy about that, by the way. Then there are others that say this is a dangerous, dangerous thing to happen, because for 15 years it's actually been successful. The policy was signed into law back in 93 by the then President Bill Clinton, and it was basically supposed to be a compromise because the military objected to his push to open the door for gays to serve, just to serve openly. Now, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is, like, adamant about this. Oof, we cannot just, you cannot just, you know, ramrod this through. We have to implement this slowly. We have to lay this out. So what's going to happen is next week, Gates and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, of course, are going to present an implementation plan and show the measures that the Pentagon's going to have to take internally before the White House and then, of course, Congress would move to change the law. So that was one of the things he said. He was going to work with Congress and the military to repeal the law that denies gay Americans the right to serve the country they love because of who they are. People like Senator John McCain, the senior Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, is worried about this. He thinks it's a mistake to repeal the policy because he says it's been successful and in effect for over 15 years, and it's well understood and supported by the military at all levels. It's great, fair, or foul. What will this do to the military? Does it gunk up the works in a way? The reason, and I told you, it was a compromise for Bill Clinton, who was trying to push it all the way through. So that's how the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which was actually pretty novel at the time, worked in the beginning. But now there are so many that are infuriated and say, well, that's ridiculous. If your sexual orientation is to be gay, but you love your country, you want to serve your country, why can't you just openly do that? A lot of people in the military have called us, people who are open-minded to it, but say they don't think it would work out, that it would be disastrous, particularly in combat circles. Speaking of combative, remember how holier-than-thou Mayor Michael Bloomberg was when he announced that, we're backing the Attorney General Eric Holder and the President's decision to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other Guantanamo detainees in our federal civilian court here in New York. Now all of a sudden, the four others and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, now all of a sudden that's become just too dangerous. And in fact, what we were all saying when it was announced, we were so aghast by it, saying it was one of the worst decisions ever, ever possibly made, the expense, how disruptive it would be to New York, and more importantly, what it would do for the people who support these terrorist thugs, giving them a huge platform across the world, a megaphone, if you will, from New York to talk about their past acts and to rally other people in support of further terrorism. So now Bloomberg says he's changed his mind. He's reversed from what he said in November, saying there are places that would be less expensive for the taxpayers and less disruptive for New York City. He's not the only one. There were other senators who signed a letter in support of it. We'll see if other venues are being looked at and as alternatives and just forget the whole New York thing. But isn't it interesting? This should have really been the initial response. And instead, it wasn't at all. Okay. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Izzy, you get a crack at this. Don't ask, don't tell. Is it good? Do you think it's a good thing to repeal it, that the president's pushing to repeal it? Is it, hey, it should be just all open. Why can't we have this? Or do you think it's a bad thing?
Hi, Kay. Actually, this is Kate, but I decided to use my nickname, Izzy, to avoid confusion.
I like that. You served in the military, so you can tell us from your point of view.
I did 21 years, and I was an officer, and I'm vehemently opposed to getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because it does the premise of allowing gays to so openly will undermine what we call rule and order, and it's just plain wrong. And there's already been cases proving this. I mean, we have enough problems with opposite sexes getting into trouble when they're deployed.
Right.
And so having two males or two females that can openly do this, it will undermine, because there's too many heterosexuals that do not want to be, and I'll use the term foxhole from back in my day, be in the same foxholes with a gay. That's just plain and simple. A lot don't speak out because they're afraid to.
Right.
But no, don't ask, don't tell removal is a very bad thing. But can I comment also on Obama's speech? Because last night your phone was just like wild.
Yeah.
You didn't get through for nothing.
Sure, sure.
Because you asked us to grade him, so I did. I gave him an F.
Mm-hmm.
Basically because, I mean, pull up the pant legs. It was too late for the boots. Just weak, indecisive. I mean, he even contradicts himself. He speaks more like a frat house brat running for a student body president than he does somebody that is residing in the Oval Office. And I find that embarrassing for this country. I really do. And this whole mess of him and his little goon squad shifting the trials for terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And... Well, there's Supreme Court rulings on that. There's a number of them dating back to World War II time.
Mm-hmm.
And no, military tribunals are appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Supreme Court upheld that, and we should stick with it.
Boy, so well said. I think that's the right route to go, but that's not what's happening, is the AKA Kate in Missouri. Thanks for the comments. And she chimes in with what a lot of military people would say. It is what it is, and repealing that is going to be disastrous. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere, 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yeah, and this time we don't have to use that crummy computer here on America Tonight, because it doesn't take a genius to realize it's only the AFC or, all right, the AFC or the NFC. Which division ultimately do you think wins this? Which league? AFC or the NFC? And what you think the final score will be? For fun, we threw this out. I mean, we have the Super Bowl next week, the Colts and the Saints. But now they've switched things up, and in between, they're doing this Pro Bowl thing. And it makes it a little more interesting if we have something on the line, shall we say. So maybe somebody will be lucky enough. It still counts. You're picking a side. You're picking a score. It's just that simple. Nothing more to it. You know, you have replacement players on the field, you know, who were chosen second. As far as the Pro Bowl is concerned, because some of the guys obviously are going to be in the field for the on the field for the Super Bowl. But I don't know. I think it could be an interesting game. Some people don't like how it's being played out, the fact that it's in between and you have this week now instead where it used to be after the season and it would be in Hawaii. But now I think it's a different way to do things. I'll be curious to see if more people watch it, what the reaction to it is. I think it was a pretty bold move, but a pretty good move. By the commissioner of the NFL to go this route. I mean, shake it up. Why not? Put it in Miami. Do something a little bit different, right? All right. You know the number to call, 800-259-5791. Or you can tag us on americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Here's what I'll be curious about. Somebody said to me today, oh, there's a game I forgot. Just so you know, it's Sunday. It kicks at 7:20 East Coast time. Here's what I'm going to say. I think because I'm such an NFC-er, I'm going to say the NFC wins it, and I'm going to say the final score is, oh, I don't know. Let's say 28-27. How's that? 38-27. No particular reason, because the Pro Bowls in the past, I mean, it has to be real about it. They were just kind of showcasing the players who had a good season. Will it mean a little bit more to be there in Florida, to be there with everything kind of kicking off Super Bowl week? You know, I don't know. Could be more fun. I don't know that we're going to see incredible hard hits and incredible football. By the way, coming up in between all of this, we are going to go down under to Joe Drape from the New York Times to talk about what's happening at the Aussie Open. But let's take some. Joe in Kentucky, my man, you have the first crack at this.
How you doing?
Good.
All right, I'm going to go with the AFC. I think it'd be 24-17.
All right, 24-17. Are you an AFC guy? Of course
yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
All right, 24-17. You're locked and loaded, Joe. Have a fabulous weekend. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky as well. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing? Nice
doing
cold
good.
Night here.
Is it really? What? How cold is it?
19 degrees right now.
That's cold.
Yeah. I think the Colts are going to knock this one out. 34-24. I think Peyton's got the experience.
Oh, but wait a second. Remember, we're talking AFC, NFC, the Pro Bowl before we get to next week in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay,
that's okay. You can pick the AFC. If you like the Colts, pick the AFC.
Yeah, let's go AFC. We'll keep the same score,
34-24. All right, I like it. Thanks, Rick.
You bet.
Man, it's like Kentucky, my old Kentucky home. It's all Kentucky all the time. Jose in Kentucky. Hello, Jose.
Hello. How are you?
You are wide awake, my man. Did you drink some Red Bull?
No. I'm just on my way home.
Then you're happy.
Yes, I am.
Everybody's always happy when they leave work, even if they like what they do. All right, Jose, what do you say? AFC, NFC?
I'm going to go with the NFC 35-28.
All right, 35-28.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any defense. It's all going to be about scores. There's going to be no hits. It's just going to be probably a boring game where everybody's going to be able to score.
I like how you said it. It's going to be a boring game, but, hey, everybody's going to be able to score. I agree. You're not going to see a lot of hard hits. At the end of the season, you see the injuries. There's some dejected guys that are even going to be on the field. Jose, you might be in the money. We'll see if you nail the score. Let's go to Debbie. Slide on to Debbie in Kentucky. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Kate. How are you, hon?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just got off work, so I'm doing a lot better.
Sweet.
Yeah. I'm taking your score, Kate, 38-27, the Colts AFC.
Oh, AFC. All right.
Yeah.
AFC.
I love it.
All you people are picking the AFC. That's because this is like a forerunner to next week. You're all going to pick the Colts.
Well, they're looking pretty good.
They are looking pretty good.
Pretty good, Kate. I'm telling you.
They are. It's going to be tough to go against the Colts. They're at least a 4-point favorite, probably more by the time we get to next week and we start talking about that. Thanks, Debbie. You have a good one.
Good weekend, honey.
You too. Clifford in Missouri. Clifford, hello.
Good morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
Fabulous. Thank you.
I think I'm going to go with National 24-21.
24-21 NFC. All right, you are loaded. You are locked. Thank you. Faye in Kentucky. Hey, Faye.
In FC, 30-28.
30-28. NFC, 30-28.
I picked the Saints last week, 30-28. I missed it by one.
Oh, I know. Do you believe that? So close, but yet so far away. It's so
I know.
Tough.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Faye. All right, we're going to switch things up. We're going to the great state of Illinois. Dale, what's shaking, my man, Dale?
Yes. Your enthusiasm for this game, Kate, just overwhelms me. You're not even whelmed.
It's going to be. Come on, Dale. It's going to be boring. I mean, look, I am football chick all the way, but well, it's not going to be good.
There's going to be you, me, and 250 others watching this game that really give a hoot about it.
That's right.
So I guess we're special.
What
I'll
do you
go
think?
30-27 AFC.
30-27 AFC. Wow, another AFC-er. Okay, 30-27. Just a random guess, Dale, so we'll see. You may be in the money.
Oh, I doubt it.
I like that. I like that spirit. All right, thanks, Dale. Rick, also in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How about you, buddy?
Okay. Hey, you made a lucky guess last week, taking the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm taking Indianapolis, 31.
Oh, no, no, no. You got to go AFC or NFC. It's the Pro Bowl game first before we go to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
yeah.
AFC, 31, and what's the other one, NFC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make it 14.
14, all right. Some defense in the Pro Bowl. Rick, we'll talk about the Super Bowl next week. Thanks for the call. Chris in Connecticut. What do you say, Chris?
Hi, Kay. How you doing?
Good.
Good. NFC, 27-17.
27-17. I knew you were picking the NFC. What's your ultimate favorite team? Giants? Jets?
No, New England.
Oh, that's right. Patriots. Oh, boy. Rough on the Patriots this year, huh?
I know.
But you know what? You can't win all the time. A fistful of rings already for Tom Brady. Come on, give us a break.
What was the score last week? Was it 31-28?
It was shellacking. Oh, you mean in the game, the New Orleans game?
Yeah.
Yeah, 31. 31-28. Yeah, do you believe it?
I think I had 30-27.
Yeah, you were close. No, I said that on the air. You came really close.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, not didn't happen. That's why it's so hard to nail the score. That's why it's such a big deal if somebody nails it, and that's why the prizes are so great. Hey, Chris, thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, you have a good one. Yeah, that's very tough, I think, still for Minnesota fans to get over what happened last week because it's just so close and yet so far away. My guess was the Saints 37-28, and Chris was really close. She had the Saints 31-27, and it, of course it ended up being 31-28. We're going to take some more guesses in a while, but first we're going to go down under to talk to Joe Drape from the New York Times about the tournament. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Lucky are we here on America tonight to go down under and speak to one of the best sports writers in the country, and he is a virgin to Dennis, and his stuff has been so good in the New York Times. He writes just brilliant stuff when it comes to horse racing, and he is really doing a great job with tennis as well, and he gets to see it front row and center. Joe Drape, always a pleasure to talk to you here on ATN. Hello.
Good day, as they say down here.
Hey, what was Australia Day like for you? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was tremendous. It's their basic 4th of July, and it was the Murray Nadal match, and they had to stop it for 9 minutes. They told them ahead of time so they could have this, like, tremendous fireworks show. So, you know, it was a big festival. Everybody took the day off. The tennis was raucous and crowded, and, you know, I'm fortunate I got to be here.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, and you've got the front row seat for the big match coming up in the next semis to see who's going to meet Andy Murray for the finals for the men. And Joe Wilfried Tsonga and Roger Federer will take the court shortly in a few. Any chance that Tsonga can eclipse Federer in your mind?
You know, Tsonga is playing very well, and he's young, and he's athletic, and he's really an electric player. But, you know, Roger Federer came into this tournament, and everybody was saying he was beatable. He could be had. He won what he used to be. And he has just been phenomenal here. He has just carved shots and cut people up. And, you know, as a tennis virgin, you said that in the beginning. I mean, I've learned a lot here. And the one thing that I'm seeing that is universal for the great ones, and I certainly, you can see he's one of the great ones, is just the mental toughness he has and the way he can just break people's spirits. In his last match against Nikolai Davydenko, Davydenko goes up 6-2 and then 3-0. And Federer just comes roaring back, and it just totally broke the spirit of the Russian. And, you know, we saw it with Serena Williams yesterday. She didn't let that Chinese girl hang in with her. Every time she got a chance to close Serena out, a big ace, a big serve. So, you know, the way everybody's playing right now, I think it's all going to go to the chalk, and you and I are horse enthusiasts, and we know our odds. I saw an item in the paper today, Kate, that if you would have picked Serena and Federer in the double, as some gambler did for $200,000, it would be a 13-1 return. Now, you know, who would have thunk that? Two of the biggest favorites at 13-1. So, you know, it is something here, and I don't know. I think it goes Federer to Murray. That's going to be a tremendous match. The scrambling Scotsman has really put it together, and sort of a fun fact here is Federer didn't win his first slam until the 17th time he played one. Murray is playing his 17th slam, and, you know, until the other night, he hadn't given up a set the whole tournament. So that's going to be, you know, I'm projecting through that's going to be a great match. And then tomorrow on the women's side, we've got probably a classic showdown between two great players in Justine Henin and Serena Williams. And they're the direct opposites of each other. Serena's powerful, great serve, total baseliner, and Justine is all of 5'5", and, you know, she's Picasso out there. She has that one-handed backhand that you don't see men use, let alone women, and she just, you know, carves them, slices them, rips them down the line. And she's been off for 2 years, Kate. You know, in 2008, she was the number one player, and she's going through a divorce. She was burned out emotionally. She was banged up physically, and she said the heck with it and walked away. And this is only her second tournament back, and it's just remarkable that she's gotten to the finals.
Yeah, you leave the game for 20 months, and then she comes back. And you did a great piece about this. You talked about both of them today in the Times in your piece, Williams and Henin, and talking about their matches, that the fact that they've played 13 matches, Williams has the slight edge, but this really has the makings of something super great. I think it goes three sets, and I think it's edge of your seat stuff. At least I'm hoping, as a tennis fan, I'm hoping that's what we see.
Kate, I agree totally with you. And, you know, it was really interesting hearing those two talk about each other because they're adults now, and I say that, you know, kindly. They're 28 and 27. Justine's been away. Serena gets heat for only playing certain tournaments, and she dabbles in the fashion and the jewelry. And they have a tremendous respect for each other. And I think one of the biggest things they like about one another is they have perspective. They realize that there's more to life than tennis. And they're just tremendous competitors. I mean, that's the one thing they have in common is they just stare down the other opponent. They want to win so bad, and it's visceral on the court. So I'm with you. I'm really looking forward to that one. I think that's going to be one for the ages. At least I hope it is. You know, there was concern early that Justine's played all the hard matches, but, you know, she rolled through her Chinese woman matchup in the semis there, Zhang Zhu, and Li Na gave Serena all she could handle. So, you know, they're here. They're physically fit. It's going to be good stuff. I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you think you bring up both Chinese women? And I heard something about the fact that the Chinese are saying to the tennis players, giving them more incentive, hey, you keep all your prize money. You don't have to give the government any of it. You just keep it all. Do you think we're going to start to see more Chinese players prop up and go a little bit further on the tour in the next decade?
No question. And that's the big international story down here. Basically, this was the first time any Chinese players, male or female, got to a semifinal in a Grand Slam. And what has happened, they have sort of loosened up on these young women. They only have to give back 12% of their prize money. It used to be 60%. Mm-hmm. They can have their own coaches freely what they do. And that makes a big thing. And both these young women were just charming down here, easy, you know, funny. And it's really going to set it up. And the genesis of all this was the Beijing Olympics, like so many other things. They wanted to win gold medals, so they loosened up the federation restrictions. They went out there and started developing young players. And really, the next 10, 15 years and sooner, the tennis may just be overwhelmed by these tremendous players from China. China.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. What's been your favorite thing, Joe, so far about covering the Australian Open? If you had to pick it out, I mean, I know you're going to all these matches and you're talking to the players and you've got a lot of deadlines you've had to meet. Now it's kind of slowed down because there's less matches. But so far, what would be your favorite thing about the tournament?
You know, the whole vibe of Melbourne and the people of Australia and their tennis. I mean, they grew up playing tennis like we grew up playing baseball. It is a national pastime. This is a major event that feels like a country picnic, and I say that with all admiration. It's not all corporated up like the U.S. Open is. You know, it's not coats and ties and entertainment. These are people who come out and love their tennis. And, you know, everything they say about the Aussies are true, Kate. It's an incredibly warm country. These people are very nice. They're very welcoming. It really is just, and it's summer here. So, you know, you do feel like you're at a summer festival here. So I've wandered around, and, you know, I'm at the tennis center a lot, but the Yarra River fronts it right there. And, you know, I'm a 10-minute walk from downtown. And, you know, it's been an experience of a lifetime. And you're a tennis person. I'm learning to be a tennis person. And, you know, I grew up, well, I won't tell you what years I grew up, but I'll date myself, laying on the floor, watching Rod Laver and Newcomb and Roselawn, then into McEnroe and Jimmy Connors and that era. And, you know, then I sort of kind of fell away from it. There was a years where somehow I got disconnected. I don't know if it was the players that I didn't connect with or what have you. This fun tournament to watch. It's a fun sport to cover. Amazing athleticism. I mean, I had forgotten the skill. Not only, you know, they're like, think of them like golfers doing the reverse drags and, you know, all the ways they have to hold their racket to do certain shots. And then put them in Usain Bolt's or NFL quarterback's body and the way they have to run and slide and slam all the way through. So, you know, it's been a good experience.
Well, so your last book was such a huge success. It had nothing to do with tennis. Our Boys, A Perfect Season on the Plains with the Smith Center Redmond. Great book. Anyone listening, pick it up. You will get a true appreciation for a lot of things if you read this one. But do you think maybe there's a tennis book, Joe, in your future?
Oh, I don't know about
Come
that.
Come on.
It looks like Andre Agassi wrote the only tennis book that people wanted to read here recently. Mm-hmm. He's been on the bestseller list for a long time. No, you know, I got a lot to learn on this, and it's been kind of encouraging. You know, you mentioned Our Boys, and that was real refreshing because I went back and lived in a small town, and it was high school football, and it was raising families. And, you know, I never thought I'd get my eyes reopened again in sports, and I did there. And now I've come down here, and, you know, it's nice to do something, to get out of your comfort zone and see another strata, another milieu, and a different set of athletes. And, you know, this has been fun. So I don't think I know enough to write a tennis book, but I'll keep that in my back pocket.
Well, I'm coming out to cover the U.S. Open, so if you're there, I'll see you in New York City.
Oh, you know, and I've signed on, man. I've signed on. I'm a tennis scribe now. And the best I can tell, with the exception of the French, it doesn't interrupt my Triple Crown season. So the French, they're going to have to go to Roland Garros without me. But Wimbledon and the Open, I hope maybe they throw me back on it.
I love it. Hey, Joe, thanks for – we know you're busy and you're getting ready for that match, and we appreciate the time here on America Tonight. Thanks, buddy.
Kate, you're one of my favorites. Anytime.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Drape, great, great, great writer. Check his stuff out if you don't know Joe. You know, go to the New York Times, Google it, and read his stuff. It's excellent. His horse racing stuff is bar none. There's no one better. And his tennis stuff has been just tremendous. All right, we're going to pick it up more with the AFC and the NFC with Nail the Score. Thanks for hanging through, and we'll grab some more scores, and maybe one of you will be the lucky winner the next time around. Stay with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
All right, we're nailing the score here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Or you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. I just bet if I go to my email now, Dave in Vermont has sent me something. Let's check out what James has to say in Missouri. Hey, James, thanks for hanging. Hi. Who do you like?
I like the AFC. And I pick AFC Oregon FC 42-24.
42-24. All right. Supremacy you like in the AFC. Hey, any score is possible. So throw it out there. It could happen. We've seen that in Pro Bowls before. You never know. James, thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go to Oregon, one of the greenest, prettiest places I've ever been. Jim, hello.
Hi there.
Is it just green in your world? Is your whole world green?
Yes.
That's great. Good for you.
And I'm looking at the AFC, 37-31.
37-31. Okay, so close, but a little bit of a higher score. Gotcha. You're in the books. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Let's see. On to the women, a couple of women. Our pal Jana listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hey. The AFC 28-24.
Ooh, you own that score, too. Nobody's used that yet. It's perfect. Jana, you are in the books. We'll see if your prediction comes true.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Edna in Kansas. I think Edna's going to say 22-17.
Right.
And who do you like?
NFC.
NFC. Edna, you own the score. You'll be listening to it on the radio. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, she always listens on the radio, she told us. All right, we're going to bounce back to Kentucky. Bruce in Kentucky, what do you say? Hey, Bruce. I know he's driving. Bruce, can you hear us? Bruce. We're going to have to let Bruce slide. Maybe he had a weird cell thing. You know when you go into those cell tower areas where you lose coverage? That's what Verizon makes fun of with AT&T. But it turns out that there are some other things that AT&T does better than Verizon. The commercials are kind of interesting these days with the phone, the different phone choices, the cell phone coverage. 800-259-5791. Bruce, if you call back, we'll get your score, no worries. 800-259-5791. And, of course, we're getting some emails as well, americatonight.net. I'll definitely make sure that we get the emails in because some of you don't can't get through or you can't get away, but you can type in a score. No problem. That's why we do that. As long as it's in before the top of the hour, you're okay. Otherwise, that wouldn't be fair because then everybody else could keep calling up and they would lose out. We do have a couple of nail the scores, a bunch of nail the scores. Let's see. Let's get them in the books. Do-do-do-do-do. This is a slow computer. Oh, our pal Christina in Sweden. I'm kind of jealous. Sweden is a place that I haven't been, but I know some people who have gone, and they say incredible things, Christina, about Sweden, how awesome the people are and how beautiful it is. All right, AFC 14, NFC 7. Christina's thinking somebody's going to defend somebody, I guess, in this game. It could happen. Yeah, the players are exhausted. Maybe they just want to kind of go out there and have fun and hang out and not really try to run up any kind of a score. This is such a different game for them because it's not happening in Hawaii after the season. Dave in Vermont, as I predicted, did email us. Dave is saying, I got to make sure nobody has this one. His first guess is the NFC 34-28. Do, 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 do. 34-28. We have 34-24 AFC, but we don't have 34-28 NFC. So you own that, Dave. 34-28 NFC. Got a couple of others, and we're going to put those in there, too. Right now, though, let's go back to the phone lines. How about Josh in Kentucky? Hey, Josh.
Hi. How about the AFC 35-28?
Ooh, let me see, because we had a couple of 35s. Do, 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 do. 30. If you think I would memorize that number off the top of my head, 35. No, we have an NFC 35-28, and that's Jose. So you say AFC?
Yes, please.
All right, you got it. You own it. Have fun, Josh.
Thanks.
Let's see. Julie is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Julie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How many of you
Working
work?
Along.
At, how many of you work at the plant? I think What's a lot that? Of you. Are, a lot. I think a lot of people calling me work at the plant in Kentucky.
I drive a 18-wheeler for the Walmart DC in London, Kentucky.
Oh, cool. And so you're coming through and you're getting us. That's great. What do you think?
I listen to you all the time.
I love that. Thank you, Julie. What do you think? Who do you think wins, the NFC or AFC?
Well, I say AFC. Do you have 27-17?
27 for the AFC. 27-17. No. So you can have...
I want it.
27. It's so funny because, Julie, we have NFC. Chris in Kentucky says... 27-17. So you guys have the opposite score. I love it. All right, you're locked and loaded. Drive safely.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Shane in Kentucky. Hello, Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? You sound good. You're happy. You're off work.
No, I'm a truck driver. I'm just on I-75 here. I'm just happy to be awake.
You know what? You've called us before?
I have, yeah.
Yes, I remember you. I think you hit the air horn for me one time because I told you I'm the granddaughter of a trucker. Yes. That was nice. All right, Shane, what do you think, NFC or AFC?
I'm going to go with AFC. I'm a Colts fan, so AFC, I'm thinking 17-13. Do you already have that one yet or no?
No, 17-13. So some defense, some tired Warriors, which I think they're going to be kind of tired. Maybe there will be something to that. You could be right.
Go with an odd score. Who knows?
Yeah. Next week we got the Super Bowl score, so make sure you call them then, especially if you're a Colts fan, because this could
absolutely
be just another coming out party for Peyton Manning.
Let me tell you, I was very disheartened with Minnesota last week. I love Brett Favre with all my heart, and I thought it was kind of dirty, one of the hits that they had on him. You know, I mean, it wasn't a late hit, but you go for a guy's ankles. I mean, there's only so many things that can happen. I mean, it is what it is. You know, he didn't run for the yards instead of making the interception pass there at the end. You can't really say. But, I mean, what a heart that a guy has to get back up and continue to play, right?
Oh, I think so, too. I mean, I love Brett Favre, too. I agree. It was very disheartening what happened, and I was shocked. I really thought that they were going to pull it out, but they didn't pull it out. So will he come back next year?
I think so, too.
I think he's going to come back.
He loves the game, you know. He's just like a Michael Jordan, you know. I mean, he just loves to play.
And he has more. If he has more left in the tank, forget it. Why not? If you have more left in the tank, you don't want to walk away. It's just like they're saying about Kurt Warner.
Yeah, why leave anything on the table there?
I agree. Shane, enjoy your drive, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, dear. Yep.
All right, let's see. Donovan, we didn't even get Donovan's score because we know he's so into sports. Hey, Donovan, are you hanging out there by those phone lines?
I'm here.
Okay, you got to give us a score. What do you think? AFC or NFC?
Go with NFC. We'll call it 28-7.
Oh, 28-7. Pure dominance. I actually like your score. Because I'm an NFC kind of person. Although, I don't have anything against the AFC. There's some teams I like in the AFC. I like football. I always get a weird feeling, at least the past probably 15 years more than ever. And especially because for so long I was covering football. There's kind of this, as much as I love baseball, there's kind of this weird hangover feeling when you're done with football that lasts, and then you kind of get into college hoops, and it rolls through spring training, and then we're back with baseball, and hoops heats up, although I'm not a big fan of the NBA anymore. And, you got hockey and you have other things, but I don't know. There's just this, it's just kind of a weird feeling once you get through the Super Bowl. You guys know what I'm talking about? All right, good luck to everybody. Hopefully somebody this time around might nail the score, NFC and the AFC. A lot of people called. A lot of people also emailed. We'll get you locked and loaded. No worries. Good luck to everybody.